Well, welcome back to another episode of D54. I'm Amit, joined by Melanie. Welcome back. And joined by Kathy from Cinemondo. And guys, I have to tell you guys one thing. I absolutely hated this movie. It was terrible.
Oh, okay.
JK!
JK! And then we're supposed to go, JK, JK. We have to say it twice because we're girls.
Oh my god.
I mean... no, I guess you were supposed to hate him because that was a good way to do it.
Red flag from the beginning. The first JK, I was like, I hate you. I hate you.
Oh my god.
Don't say JK. Right.
I don't even know what the actor's name is, but he did such a good job.
He did a great job.
Right on the edge of annoying every single moment. And also, you know, the boss that hits on you, you're like,
oh, it was creepy.
Know, like, I mean, he gave a creepy vibe. From the get-go.
Yep.
And he just really was excellent at making me go, oh, God. You nails on a chalkboard every single scene. I'm like, run away! Run away, Rico! I know. Run away!
Don't do it!
Oh, boy.
You know,
he was something else.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just going to say this up front. He was super annoying, but sort of by halfway through, I was rooting for him. I don't know why. I think because he was... big and tall and the broad shoulders, and he was doing that dance with her all the time and being a good sport, and he had the puppy dog eyes and he was trying way too hard. And then I thought, is he gay? Because I couldn't quite figure out what was going on there. But I ended up liking him better than the shiftless dumbasses that the rest of the movie was about.
Oh wow, okay. The USC.
I just was so annoyed by everyone.
Those are fighting words. Okay. Sasha was such an adorable puppy. But yes, I don't know what it is about some of these coming of age Malayalam movies where always the women have their shit together and the men are just like, I don't know. I don't know what kind of a career I want. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll move to Chennai. Maybe I'll move to London. Maybe I'll, I don't know. I can't.
Maybe I'll just live with my mom forever.
I mean, they just are so really clueless and not. They just cannot get their act together.
It pains me to see strong, capable women shooting so below their fighting weight. She was so out of his league, so beyond. I was worried for her because he was so
visa to the UK. He got the visa to the UK, though. That's a big deal.
Yeah, but I'm like, is he going to go to the UK? He kind of waffled on it. It's like, oh, God.
To let everybody know, he's plenty of spoilers ahead. I was waiting at the end because we were having this whole touching goodbye scene, and you're ready for him to be like, no, that's it. I'm not going to the UK. I'm going to stay with you. And he gets on the plane.
That was a strange ending.
That was the one good thing I liked, though. He got his shit together for 1 second. 1 second he got his shit together. Please, kind of. Let him continue.
I guess he's going to
get his shit together.
To the UK.
He needs to move on to someone more her league. He just needs to find someone else.
I don't think she's moving on. I think the whole point was that they were going to be together, long distance or something like that.
It won't work. They're too young. It's not going to work. She's way too good for him. He was cute, though. I mean, I liked it. And I wish they'd done more of the towel scene. There's a scene he's wearing the towel and his friend, and they just, by coincidence.
I'm in front on the two women to say, hello, towel scene.
Yep.
But it was it was so contrived. It's they just happened to, at that very second, have a telescope.
Yeah.
Okay. And they did a thought balloon that she was thinking about it. Yes.
That was funny.
I love you forever for that.
That was very funny. That was very cute.
Very funny. Very funny. No,
it's like the tables turned instead of the guy accidentally sees the girl showering outside. Whatever. Right.
That was funny.
Yes.
And thank you for that.
Yes,
thank
it was. You. It felt very modern. I did like that. The women were getting drunk. They were throwing cans off the roofs. That was kind of fun to see just something really contemporary and let the women be the ones that are being kind of fun, a little out of control once in a while, even though he was the one passed out drunk all the time.
Yeah.
That was also very attractive.
It's funny. There's
pass out.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of characters in this movie, but I feel like there's only three characters that really have any story to them. The other ones are just sort of background characters, but I have to give it up to this guy, Amal Davis. Yeah. My God.
Yes.
Ultimate wingman, ultimate best friend. No storyline, nothing. Nope. He's just like, I'm here for you, 100%.
He's like, go your storyline is. Yeah. And I kept calling him by both names, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, find that funny too. Amal Davis.
Amal Thomas. Was that it? Thomas? Amal Thomas? Or?
Amal Davis.
He kept saying his full name the whole time.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it really rolls around this, I guess, this love triangle. I guess that's best what this whole movie's kind of about.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of nice. It had a good mix of comedy and it was endearing at the same time. There were some really nice sweet scenes too, I think, like the scenes with, I guess the one that gets me is the one on the train, you know, when he goes and makes a medicine and he goes, that's sort of probably one of the sweetest scenes when he comes and he actually becomes, I don't know, a nice guy.
He brings her medicine for diarrhea. That's not sweet, Amit.
I was like, this is a new romantic plot device, that trope that I have seen before. You have surprised me, Mr. Director, because was new.
I've never seen anyone so upfront about it. It's like, oh my God.
Hey, he caused it with his chicken shop. So
yeah.
TFC, by the way, you gotta check the place out.
TFC. That was really funny. Yeah, there was a lot of vomiting and diarrhea in this. I did not think was that funny.
I didn't expect that.
I don't, that was kind of weird, but.
That humor sort of didn't work on me.
You know what? I mean, it's probably, this was a blockbuster movie. Okay. And huge. I think it was also, a blockbuster, not just in Malayalam. My town, I didn't actually catch it, actually, because I saw it was playing in Telugu. And I'm like, no, I want to see it in Malayalam. And so I waited for streaming. But it played in theaters in Chicago for a very long time in multiple languages. Like, that's pretty wild.
Well, this movie was a hit.
It was a huge hit.
It was a monster hit.
And, it was a monster hit. Okay?
Maybe because it's so contemporary. I mean, I don't quite...
Well, I don't know if you noticed that Fahad Fazl and Nazria were one of the producers of the film.
That's right.
It's a whole
Joji team. So it's
Joji was so much better though.
Launching a bunch of new young fresh faces.
That's right.
Okay, because they, you know, I looked up the filmography of the actor that played Sachin, and he's been, you know, like older brother and blah blah. You know, like I mean, he's had little supporting roles in other films, but at least for me, I've never seen him as a lead actor. The actress also. Yeah. So everybody was a fresh face.
That's good.
You know, Amal Davis. You know, everybody was pretty much was a fresh face for me. And so, you know, I thought if this guy is his first lead role, I should look up the actual guy's name. But I thought, you know, I mean, he was cute. Naslan was his name. And Namita Baiju was played Renu. And I thought they were charming.
They were good.
He just kind of had that puppy dog look about him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not his fault. It's the writing. I just wasn't on board for the writing. I feel like they underwrote, like you said, the characters. I feel like they played him a little, I don't know, like a little surface. Like even the characters we liked, I still feel like I didn't know a lot about what was driving them. It just sort of felt like he was just kind of this naive guy.
It's like we met Reno's parents, but we didn't. There's certainly been other romantic films
where
we are more equally weighted in the story and the backstory of both of the members of the romantic couple. And I felt like I didn't really, what was driving Reno? Okay, she was... you know, a woman that wanted to get out of Kerala and work in Hyderabad, work someplace else, and she was fresh face in this office and whatever, but I didn't really kind of get, you know, like, you know, other than she was this object of desire, like, what was her deal? What was her story? Okay, she wanted to be married and have kids by 30. Okay.
And I was like, yeah, but you're this career woman. Like, that was too, like, she was, I really liked, I liked the office stuff. I thought her encountering the office and the sort of weird sexism there, even though it was kind of playful and they were having fun in there and they respected her in a way, I still felt like there was that little weird overtone, like we were talking about the moment, you know, the Ashen or
Adi,
who was kind of, I mean, harmlessly, I mean, he wasn't being too creepy, but it was kind of annoying. It's like, dude, calm it down, you know. But at the same time, it didn't feel like anything terrible was going to happen. He was just kind of oafish. But yes. I liked seeing her being a strong woman in the office and being like smart, you know. And so it was bummer to see her like, oh, I'm going to get married by the time I'm 30. But what I liked was her friends who said, you do that and you're going to settle for the first dumbass that comes along. I like they were kind of talking her out. They're like, do not be in a rush. Do not have a timetable for get married, have babies, because that's when you make mistakes. I thought that was a really smart little nugget in the middle of all that. That was really good.
Yeah.
No, I did the friends. The friends were funny.
yeah, the friends were pretty funny. They had one character who I don't know what her role was, but she was just like the wild card.
She's standing for every weird roommate that everyone's ever had, right?
Yeah. The partier.
Yeah.
Did she do that song at the end where she was like her caterwauling? Yeah. Yes.
And she knows the DJ and she runs
glasses.
In.
Yes.
The cool glasses.
I think a highlight was too when they make kind of a big deal of bringing their friend who's a total introvert. Let's bring him in. He'd never go to that.
He was hilarious.
I love that they brought him out and he was kind of like, oh my God. What? And he's like, you tricked me. And they're like, we're taking it. And all of a sudden he was like totally in it. Like, why did you keep this for me? I thought that was amazing. Yeah. And then I love when he was driving the car and he's like, out of here. Just jumps out of the car and runs away. He was great. And I don't even know who he was, but I loved him.
No, he's probably the biggest name. So he's
he's
Matthew Thomas. So he,
not a lot of screen time, but made a good impression.
I think he's probably the most, at least to me, I think he's the most popular amongst this group of young, I guess, cast members. Because I guess the one that I remember him most is because he debuted as the youngest brother in Kumbaloogie Nights. So he's a kid in that.
That was him? Shit. Okay.
Wow.
So I wasn't crazy for loving this character because he's actually the best actor and it's something I liked already.
He's definitely
that's funny.
Like he's probably got the best acting chops from what I've seen. Because I see him every now and then in other movies and I'm like, okay, this guy's pretty good. So he was in this movie as a cameo, I think, rather than a mainstay. It was more to launch the other characters. Because the other guy that you mentioned the other guy you mentioned, Sachin Naslin. So the only time I've seen him before was in the movie Home. If you guys have seen that movie,
I loved Home.
He's a younger brother.
Okay, all right.
He's a younger brother.
Home was great. So sweet.
I haven't seen any of the other actors. I've not seen the actress or anyone really. So I think as Melanie said, but for me, like this movie, it probably did lack the depth that we were that you were talking about, Kathy. But I feel like it's more like this is equivalent to like a rom-com. I'd probably put it like that. Like it doesn't go so. It's like one of those rom-coms like a really popular based on its comedy and its like life experience and its jokes rather than like I really wish there was more story. It was really more just like about these kids, I guess, growing up.
It reminded me in some parts of Bangalore Days, although it did not have the depth of emotion in Bangalore Days. Malayali kids in another state and living in a strange city and kind of banding together here's other people that share a language. Let's hang out together. These are people from home. And so it kind of had that feeling. Yeah. And also just that whole day that they did kind of the tourist bus. Showing us the sights of Hyderabad. That reminded me of, there's a whole, Bengaluru song, about in Bangalore Days of them just, going around in your car.
Yeah, that's
right. That's a great comparison.
I think it kind of reminded me of that, but it didn't have, I cried in Bangalore Days. Okay, like it had a lot of emotion and backstory of each character, and this one didn't have it. But it was a very, I was smiling a lot watching this movie. It was an enjoyable 2.5 hours.
It was light.
And I also felt like the soundtrack was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And so I could see people going back. It would be fun to see in a group environment. Probably there's all sorts of jokes that went over my head that would be fun for people. And it's not so out there that you couldn't have the whole family watching this movie.
It was an easy watch.
There was nothing super raunchy or anything. So, I could see why it was very popular. I mean, it seems like we were talking last year about the Malayalam film industry really struggling. And then we've had, one after another, really strong. Breaking records.
They're killing it.
And this was kind of one of the first ones this year that really brought audiences back into theaters. Wow. And then they saw the trailers, right, for these other films, right? Like Goat Life and everything else that people got excited about.
Yeah.
So this is one of the movies that came around the same time as Brahma Yugam and Man Yumul Boys. And then this also came out. So and many. Also the Tarino Thomas movie with the really hard name. that also came out at the same time. So yeah, they've been on fire in terms of the movies. But I think it was good because like I was thinking before, like, but the Malayalam film industry is having a really good run, but a lot of them are really serious. Like a lot of them feel like they're really heavy. Yeah. And there's been nothing like really that light or fun, really. Now, this movie didn't make its way to Melbourne for some reason. So I don't know what the deal is with that. But it didn't make it to Melbourne. So I didn't get a chance to watch it. So I was waiting for it to come out on OTT. But the other part I liked about it, and you mentioned, I mean, Bangalore Days is a great comparison to this movie. Bangalore Days is like kind of like, would be kind of like a sequel to this because that was like the more, I guess, mature approach to it because I feel like those, maybe those actors were older or they're more experienced. I mean, they definitely are in terms of that cast is much more experienced. But in terms of, I haven't seen a movie like from the Malayalam film industry that looks at Hyderabad or Telangana, really. Because I see Mumbai a lot. I see Bangalore a lot. I see Kerala a lot.
Yeah.
I see Delhi. I don't think I've ever seen Hyderabad in a Malayalam movie ever. So it's cool to see that. As you said, that little side tour. Like I was watching it with my wife and she was like, oh, cool. We've been to Hyderabad now.
Oh, that's funny. Right. Yeah.
I mean, because there's definitely so many Telugu films that I've seen that are set there. So certain landmarks that they were showing, I'm like, seen that. You know, like not that I've ever visited Hyderabad, but I was just saying that, you know, but for an audience from Kerala, maybe again, it was a little bit more of an exotic location for this romance to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, they made the city look nice. Like, I mean, they really did make it look nice.
The city looked great.
Even like the first shot when they just saw Hyderabad and they show sort of the actual office complex, I'm like, whoa, this is actually, they've done a good job of showing off the city, which is really nice, you know, because it works as kind of as a mini tourism package kind of thing as well. But what do you guys think of the, I guess, the comedy with this? Because that's one thing which, I personally like the comedy quite a bit in this. I was laughing for quite a bit of it, to be honest. The banter between the three, and there's this one, it's a few scenes, but like the naivety to Sachin's character. There's one part when one of the girls are telling him about stalking, and he thinks that she's talking about stalking.
Stalking. Stalk marketing. That's stalking.
That was like, really yes, that I know. I've lost a lot of money there. He's like, that's not, I was like,
he tried to sound all, oh yeah, stalky. I've done that.
There were a lot of jokes that really landed for me, and I chuckled a lot through. And you're right, a lot of it was the naivete, or just, you know, there were just a lot of sight gags, like they come into the wedding in that little Mini Cooper and they, you know, they press the accelerator instead of, you know.
I didn't get that.
And then the grandpa's just like, but they're guests of the wedding. We have to welcome them.
We have to welcome them. Now, it took me a while to get my head around what the heck that happened.
I know. I was like, what are they doing? I couldn't figure it out. I mean, wouldn't be that hard to figure out your foot wasn't on the brake. I didn't get that.
Yeah.
But they were drunk. I think they were drunk also. So that wasn't good.
I think that most are used to driving around in scooters. I don't know that they're used to driving
Mini Coopers. Mini Cooper's in it a lot. I know. It was really funny.
I laughed when they went off the beaten path because Google told them to do. Because that was really funny. That is an in joke in our family because my husband always, you know, uses Google Maps and he's like, I have to follow my Google overlords or whenever I haven't, we've been steered wrong, we've gotten into a traffic jam or whatever. He's like, I have to
follow it. Time. Yeah, exactly. I know. I'm the same way. Know there's, I usually go this way, but my navigation is saying go this way. What should I do? So funny.
If you were in the car with my husband, you would be following.
You would follow the thing. Yeah. I'm pretty much following. It must be telling me this for a reason.
I don't know. So we're at the, I guess it's cool because the comedy, I was wondering, is the comedy going to work on me? Because, you know, is it more, I don't know, for younger people? And vomiting stuff and diarrhea stuff didn't work for me. Sorry, that's not my kind of humor. But otherwise, it worked pretty well. I found the character of Adi along with Sachin and that whole sort of, I guess, their sort of, I guess, rivalry, you know, and sort of how, I guess, Sachin has this kind of, I guess he's more natural in some ways because there's a part when he's like making all these jokes and he's really good and Adi's getting really defensive about it and they're just sworn enemies. That part cracked me up.
That was really funny.
And then he gets told straight away, we know that one. It's from we're told that when we're kids.
Exactly. He's like, that was from like way back.
Okay, the other thing that just kind of made me laugh because it was kind of a It was like Adi was in his own Telugu movie, like where he gets the goons from the farm and whatever. Like, you know,
that was weird.
And it was like Sachin is when Adi was like at that wedding function and he's like, come over here, I have to talk to you. Right. And then, you know, and then it turns out that they just, everything he says, they just start laughing. They're like, seriously, you think that, you know, so Adi's trying to be so intimidating. And I just love that. I sort of felt like that was kind of the Malayalam making fun of kind of like the Telugu bravado, right? You know? And the fact that it turned on him, that he tried to be like, he gave all the girls pepper spray and that was what was so turned against him in the fight. It wasn't like that the guy saved him, that she saved everybody by spraying him with that pepper spray.
His own pepper spray.
Yeah, oh my God, pepper spray.
Awesome. Well, apparently she needed it. So that was
I know. I mean, it was just like he picked up the goons from the farm. I'm like, oh my God. So I mean, to me it was just funny how they were making fun of tropes from so many Telugu movies that made me laugh.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny. Cute. Pretty funny, yeah. But I don't know. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I think it's another sort of hit for the year. Don't really know if there's too much more to really say about it. It was I don't know. I just enjoyed it. It was a good movie.
Now that it's on streaming in the US, it's on Hulu is this streaming service that it's on. And if someone hasn't watched it yet in theaters, highly recommend. Highly recommend it. And probably would be fun to watch in a crowd with other people. But like, I just highly recommend it. It's just a fun, easy time to watch.
Yeah.
The only major thing I had was that I felt like it was a bit long. I feel like this movie could have been.
Yes, it was way too long.
I could say that about so many Indian films, because a movie that would be at most 2 hours in Hollywood, and that would be pushing it. It used to be back in the day, a rom-com was 90 minutes. Comedy was 90 minutes. And it's like 2.5 hours. It did feel stretched, but I don't know. I mean, I guess that's what theaters expect, is a film that's 2.5 hours for them to program. But I do feel like the writers of this, there just wasn't enough there to propel us to 2.5 hours.
Yeah, they kind of repeated a lot of gags, and I feel like there was no character arc, like no evolution of the character. Like, I feel like Sachin was basically the same character he kind of was from the beginning to the end. He was still kind of shy and bumbling. I feel like he did get on the plane, which was, you know, I wish that had happened about halfway so that we could then see what happens to him after he kind of grows up a little bit. But it just felt a little repetitive.
I did feel like he had a little bit of a turning point when
towards the
he
end,
rejected
I think.
Him and he gave the phone back. I think I felt like that was the moment where I'm not mooching. Like, okay, she wants to be done. Yeah. Fine. I'm not even going to have this tie with you. I'm going to give you this phone back and we're done.
I definitely agree. I think it wasn't as well fleshed out, I guess, as maybe I would have liked it to be, to sort of see that. But there was a moment when he, I guess, stands up for himself a bit, or he's just sick of everything. Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to the UK no matter what. I don't care. And then he actually starts showing some attitude, because before that, he's like a pushover most of the time, you know?
But after
she sort of says that.
Yeah,
after she says, like, you know, it's never going to happen between us, and like, you know, let's stop communicating. That was a pretty heartbreaking scene, I think, for him, and it was pretty sad to see him go through that. So there was some heart to this as well.
He needed to go through that.
He needed to.
Renu needed to go.
We needed that. We needed her to go. No.
Because she had just taken it for granted. He was always there.
Yep.
And then she was like, wait, he didn't answer my texts or calls.
Yeah.
And his friend is like, he left. He's went to Chennai. You said you didn't want him, so he's gone. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
See, she expected him just to sort of be the same old doop-dee-doop.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, overall, they did some pretty good things. But this was a fun conversation for a very fun movie. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, do check it out. It's definitely a very easy movie to watch at home as well as cinema, I think.
Very fun.
2.5 makes it easy to sort of stop and start and things like that as well. Yeah. If you want to take a break.
Stop and start.
I was kind of curious where the interval point was, because when you watch it on Hulu, they don't show an interval scene. Part.
Oh, I saw the interval. Where he passes out or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Where he passes out. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, one of, well, I know that yeah, doesn't yeah. help because he passed out like 20 times, but it was the one that's like halfway.
At the club. At the nightclub when he sort of passes out.
That's right. It was at the nightclub. Not on the rooftop and not the one where he's in that room and not that one where he's on the street.
Not at the wedding.
Not the wedding. He passed out a lot. It did not look healthy.
Definitely not. No, definitely not. But thanks again. This was an awesome conversation. Make sure to check out Melanie at Paradise Reviews. Make sure to check out Kathy at Cinemondo. You know, we're all sort of, you know, discussing movies, having a good time. So, yep, go over there and you'll see us soon.
All right.
Bye.
See everyone. Bye.